Did we go wrong? Yes, it's your favorite monthly 10-minute podcast. You have 10 minutes, don't you? And we were thinking we were going to talk about subways, metros, L's, trains, underground tubes, those things.
Yeah.
Something different in every place. I have a story for you guys about a New York City encounter. It's true. It's true. A friend of mine was on the subway or the underground or the tube or whatever it is in New York City. And it was stuffed full of people, and they were pushing each other, and it was awful. And he was right in back of a woman from India with a strong accent who kept saying, "Stop pushing. This is terrible. Stop doing this." Big push, and his head gets pushed almost into her stomach. She gets turned around and pushed, and she shouts as loud as she said, "Don't push. Can't you see? This man is going down on me." So complete silence and then titters, and everybody was in a better mood after that. Oh. You think that's pretty cool, Justin? That's a good joke.
I just think it was a pretty good joke. We went over that joke earlier, and I wasn't quite sure if she actually was in fact going down on her.
Oh,
it gets a little confusing.
Oh yeah,
it gets a little confusing. But now
she just, it was English. It was a joke about how people who have English as a second language say things that are funny to us because they mean different things.
And it's much funnier that way.
Yeah. We have to make fun of people who have control of two languages when we barely have control of one, because that's the kind of thing an American is.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Now, I hear that you've had a little trip on the subway lately.
Yeah, you know, I've had this thing for quite some time, this sort of internal, struggle, I guess, between taking trains and taking, the L, as far as, like, if you're on, say you're on in the morning or you're on at any point when it's crowded and, you know, there's, You're seated, and perhaps there's a woman that you think, you know, might be preggers.
Oh yes, pregnant.
Yeah, and
morning sickness.
Like you want, well, it can be terrible,
you be
right?
Nice.
Apparently, and I have no idea. Thank
you
God.
You want to be kind.
We want to be kind, and like offer the seat, but they are pregnant in such a way. that they might actually not be pregnant.
Uh-oh.
And so I think this is a completely rational fear, and I've heard horror stories of perhaps asking someone if they would like a seat, and oops, they're not pregnant.
Oh, my God.
They might just be a little...
And then how do you feel? You feel really bad when you say that, and they get really pissed off.
Then they can get a little indignant, right?
Yeah.
And I say rightfully so a bit, but... You know, what's the line there? And so I actually did what I think any red-blooded American does when fraught with an internal struggle.
What's that?
Is that I wrote a song.
Of course! That's what the boom and doomers do. They write songs.
That's how you deal with problems.
Yes. Will you sing
you
it for us?
Go...
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Would you sing it for us?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll try to be quiet. I won't titter too much.
Let's see if I can.
Do the best you can.
See if I can do it in one take.
Okay. Here we go.
It's been a minute.
Oh, guys, you're in for such pleasure.
Mm, yeah,
okay.
You sure are.
Okay.
Oh, so I'm asking. Let's do the setup, I guess.
Okay.
So I'm sitting. Let's say I'm on the L. Sitting on the L. You can be the... woman in question.
Okay.
And so I'll ask. So here we go. Ma'am, would you like a seat?
Well, I don't know why. I'm fine. What's
well,
the
you're
deal?
Well, just because you're pregnant.
I'm not pregnant. I can't believe that you would assume that I'm pregnant. I'm trying to trim down.
How dare that I assume she have something in her womb? What kind of animal am I? I thought it was a baby bump. It was just her belly full and plump. Oh. What kind of animal am I? I tried to do what's right, and now I'm cast into the night. What kind of animal am I? I put her in an awkward place, and now I can't look her in the face. Shall I fall upon my sword, forced to answer to my lord? If I had not and she was with, I bet my money she'd be miffed, and so I did, but I was wrong, if I've been a monster all along. No. You see, I had a mama. Tender and strong. She preached that kindness is never wrong. Ma'am, my intention was to hurt you not. And if you'll excuse me, this is my stop. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Oh my God. That was so beautiful. What a lovely voice you have.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
I hope everybody has enjoyed that. I thought that was a lovely song. Kind of had a Jekyll and Hyde thing
It's a modern American musical, yeah.
Modern American musical.
Musical number.
I'm kind of, I haven't kept up with modern American musicals.
Neither have I.
Have you not? I'll mention a musical that I think is
Well, there's Mean Girls, right?
Okay. Yeah, okay, I guess that should be fun. That should be fun.
It's Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
That's fun.
That's sort of wonderful. She's sort of wonderful. Aren't you? I know she's listening to this.
Of course. You were going to say. What were you going to say? Sorry, I interrupted you.
I don't know. Well, I'll say that something I think is a modern American musical that I really love, like Bat Boy or something, and it'll be like 20 years old. God, I love Bat Boy, don't you?
Oh, my God. Yes, I do.
What a great, great musical.
Yeah, it is fantastic. I find that more and more with, I know we're supposed to talk about the generational divide, but I feel like at this point we're all... We're both old enough now. Well, you especially. But I'm already getting to the point where, you know, you think of something that kind of like Bat Boy or whatever, where in your mind it happened 5 years ago.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It was 15.
20 or 15.
It was 15.
Yeah.
Or 50. 20.
Or 15, my 50th. High school reunion is coming up, and
can we
Yes, please. My 50th, and I'm supposed to do the 30 minutes on the gone but not forgotten people. The people have deceased, which seems like an awful lot of people in our group, and it's funny because I was thinking some of these people I knew really hit my elbow there. Some of these people I knew really well, and some. I didn't know at all. So I was thinking, I'll get up there and say, and here's John Doe died, and he was a wonderful man and a runner, and he died too young, and he was running, blah, blah, blah. And here's Sarah Smith who died, and I don't know. I don't know much about her, so okay, let's go on. Wouldn't that be terrible? It would be terrible.
I think, it's 50 years ago. Two, it's high school. Three, you didn't go to a small high school.
I would have been, I don't remember. And I've traveled all over. I didn't stay there, so.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, gone but not forgotten.
I forgot.
That's a lie.
I know, it's a total lie.
It should be split into two categories. It should be gone and not forgotten.
Yeah.
And then gone and definitely forgotten.
And definitely forgotten.
Because no one's going to be like, that
the reunion
one
committee is going to kill me. Okay. Oh, we're running out of time already.
We
try to stick to 10 minutes so that you can follow us. And we're getting on iTunes, so it'll be easier for you.
Oh, that's right.
We need you to follow us, not just listen to it. So,
well, let me touch on this very briefly. We're getting verified, I guess, that we're not like
crazy
racist
people.
Spouting something, which apparently, I mean, obviously that doesn't matter anymore, but... we're getting reviewed and approved by iTunes, so you'll be able to follow us really easy soon. But thank you so much for joining us.
We love you all.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.